This is James Williams. You're tuned in to Respectfully Speaking on 860 AM, Fridays from 5 to 6, where we discuss
being great, health and wellness, sports, politics, and different ideas to build our community.
Because what's important to you is important to me. And I'm Eric Allen. Welcome to Respectfully Speaking Radio.
And remember, our opinions and ideas define who we are as people. Respectfully speaking.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, what do you see? You see it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. My opinion, don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry, for making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human. I do what I can. I'm just a man. I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
Who gon' stop me, huh? talking they made. Ixnay off my nay, that's pig Latin, itch bay. Who gon' stop me, huh? Last night ain't go so well. Got kicked up at the hotel. Got a little freaky like Marvin now, but yes, tell how a co-sell. You just a commentator if you getting paper. Everybody I know from the hood got common haters. In some relations, you just supposed to say none. Hershey f*** the door, man. Well, that's cool, I f*** the waitress. Her Yeezy was racist. Well, I guess it's someone basis. I only like green faces.
This is something like the Holocaust. Millions of our people lost. Bow heads and pray to the Lord. Till I die, I'm a ball. Now who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? Who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh?
Black cars, black cars, black on black. You know what that's for.
Y'all weed purple, my money purple. Y'all Steve Merkel, I'm open circle. Yeah. I wrote the verse that I hope I heard you.
Go. Who gonna stop me, huh? Beat the odds, beat the fast. It wouldn't be wise, bet against the cat. Stop me, bro, I better get rich. Night shift, 6 to 6, give me one shot, one pot. I show up in all white, wearing no socks. No ceiling, new coupe. They know I'm a dope boy, they don't have no proof. I'm 3 steps removed, I know how to move. It's looking like I don't know how to lose. I'm winning again, I'm at the win. I'm at the table, I'm gambling. Lucky lefty, I expect a 7. I went through hell, I'm expecting heaven. I'm old, cause I'm dull. And I stuck to the G code. I'm here, oh yeah. I promise I ain't going nowhere. Okay, here, like a hare, like a rabbit. I like carrots, I'm allergic to having bunny ears. Like broke, like nope, like huh. I ain't no joke, I can't be stopped. Like nope, watching with my backyard. No lies in my verses. Hey, please pardon all the curses. Hey, gotta come in some way. When you're growing up worthless, finger to my old life. Special shout out to my old hand. If it wasn't for your advice, I would have been so dead. I'm living life till these kill me. Turn this up if you feel me. I'm riding dirty trying to get filthy. Pablo, Picasso, Rocco's, Rilke's. Graduated to the MoMA, and I did all of this without a diploma. Graduated from the Kona. Y'all can play me for a fool if you wanna. Street smart and I'm book smart. Could have been a chemist cause I cook smart. Only thing to stop me is me. Hey, and I'ma stop when the hook stop. Hold up.
This is something like the Holocaust. Millions of our people lost. Bow heads and pray to the Lord. Till I die, I'm a fucking bum. Now who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? Who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh?
Black cars, black cars, black on black, black bras. Whole lot of money in a black bag. Black strap, you know what that's for.
that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Give God the thanks and praises. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, alone, alone. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose the song. No, 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 freedom is the wrong. Oh, no, 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 coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more than gold. And guiltiness will catch them in the end. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets.
They like this song, and they know it. Yeah. Respectfully Speaking Radio. Oh. Come on, sing it. You can sing it. Go ahead. Go ahead, do you?
I don't know like that.
You don't know like that, but you knew half of it.
Yeah, I knew half of it.
You want me to cue it up for you again? You want the first 30 seconds of it?
I mean, sure.
That's all right. It's all right. Welcome. It's Friday. It's 5:19 p.m. in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We got a very good view. You know, it's kind of cold outside in Philadelphia. It's cold like Chicago. Like, very, it's windy. The other day it was windy. I come home. I stayed in my other house in Philadelphia. I come home to go home in Jersey. And the whole half of my siding off the side of my house. I'm like, what in the? It was that windy. So when I called the insurance company and the warranty people, you know, they say, where do you live at? They looked it up like, oh, my goodness. I said, yeah, we've been begging for rain for the last, what, 2-3 months? Mm-hmm. Then we finally got rain and 50 miles per hour wind. Ladies and gentlemen, he can really introduce himself. See, he's one of them young boys, you know, respectfully speaking, that kind of can do me and James' job, you know. And
man, you always trying to get somebody to replace us.
Well, it's not that I'm trying to get him to replace us. He's just
he lost our host job last week. You took that away.
You're right.
Now you're trying to get a radio show away.
Well,
next guest you're going to have is, oh, yeah, you know, you can
this
do
guy come up here giving out money, man.
He can lay out a newspaper, you know. He going to do newspaper.
He might do newspapers, too.
He's going to start managing artists for me, you know what I mean?
He might be on the cover of one of the newspapers.
He can do the newspapers, though.
What do you say, Pop?
He really can do the newspapers.
I know he can. I know he can.
Yeah, I'm looking for a junior publisher.
I know he can. Right. So let's talk to Pop first before we get into Zay. How you feel today, brother?
I feel good. Feel very good.
Very good. And where's the queen at?
And the queen is in the car. She's always doing, she making calls. Doing business.
I dig it. I get it. I know what she's doing. Well, queen, if you want to call in, you can call in 888-329-3306 is the hotline. We WWDB AM Talk 860. Pop, you know, I know Youngin, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Youngin really be moving and shaking as an influencer. That's just my opinion. And for a lot of years, now that I have empirical knowledge of the young man, I can say, great job.
Thank you.
You know, because you may not get the recognition. Mom may not get the recognition, but it's a learned behavior.
Yes.
And I wanted to just give it to the dad first, respectfully. I always give mom up props.
Appreciate that.
So congratulations, man. You raising a very fine young man. That's now, right. Being as though I know the young man,
right.
I'm going to step back and let James do all the talking. And we got the other young legend up here.
His brother.
You know, his brother. We're going to get to bro in a minute. Or bro, you want to? I'm going to let James take over the show.
No, keep going right there. I got some questions coming, but you know.
No, you got to
I like when you bring it in.
Well, you know put your phones on silent. Who that, Zay?
All right.
Oh, my God. That's Dad. That's mom. Look, everybody know he up here. All right, let's get right to it. Zay, what up?
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Zay Money. You know, we outside. The Philly Biggie, you know, the youngest in charge. Shadow Tracks Nation, you know, we outside.
So, and make sure you're talking that mic when we pull it down a little closer for you, because you're short. There you go. You know what to do. Pull it down. Right. Okay. Now, this Zay Money. Now, let me give you all the talk point. Let me give you... Ask him about his grades, James.
Where you go to school at?
I go to school at OEC Overbrook Educational Center.
Okay. What's the grades look like?
I got A's and B's, like two C's.
You got C's now?
Chill.
Out of pocket.
Look, I can bring them up, though. I can bring them up.
Wait. Whoa. Last time we met, about a year ago, you had all A's.
That was a different grade, right?
No. I'm about to grind you up.
Is that a different grade?
No, you're right. See, because Jane's a teacher. So wait a minute.
Is that a different grade? Is it something different?
What'd you do?
Just that?
That's right.
You move a lot more doing other stuff now.
But
and
no,
focus.
No excuses.
I'm not making it. I'm going to grind dad up.
Sometimes,
I don't ever grind parents up.
That's right. Get them. Go ahead. That's why I asked you to do you.
I'm doing it.
All right, go ahead.
Like, sometimes it be the teachers. It really don't be me.
Whoa.
It really don't be me. I be doing my work, and I be paying attention.
It's the
So let me ask you this, right? And I don't know how mom and dad do, but I got a little goddaughter who I take heavily in her upbringing, right? She's 11. So I do this thing with her, with grades, right? Every A, I give her $50 for every A. For every B, hold on. Understand this math. For every B, I give her 25. For every C, I give her 5. For every D, I give her -50, right? Mm-hmm. For every F, complete 0 across the board. So one F kills it. So if you had a system like that, would you still have Cs or would you have As?
I got As, Bs, and Cs.
So would you have the Cs if you actually got paid for straight As?
Wait, say that again?
If I said every C, you get $5. Every A, you get 50. Would you have any Cs? No. So what's the lack in motivation?
Right. Would you rather have $5 or $50?
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I do that for a reason, right? Because as you moving and doing the stuff you do, and in grades, sometimes, you know, people say school doesn't translate to the real world. And and it's true in a way, but in another way, it's not. Here's why, right? It's about the discipline, right? You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So the things that you weakest in, right, that you do, you always got to strengthen them. Because the fact that you up here with us means you're doing some major stuff. Because this man don't co-sign no bodies, right? Like, you call EA like, yo, man, I just won $1 million. Man, listen, man, I understand that. But, you know, we did that already.
Right.
Like, what you doing with this, right? I'm saying that. So you doing some stuff large, but you can clean that up.
Yeah, I was
just
shocked
a prediction
you
on your hustle.
C's.
You get what I'm saying? It's a prediction on your hustle. It's an effect on your hustle and your drive. That's why I said, what else are you doing that's keeping you off of that, right? So,
answer.
As you blowing up.
What else are you doing?
Right? See, you got to make it make sense.
And you blame the teachers? Why you blame the teacher? Just keep it real with me. You can talk to me.
Sometimes, why you blame the teacher? Like, it's a boy. All right, his name is Mr. Revere, right? Sometimes he be messing with me, and he be like, why you don't raise your hand? I raise my hand, he be like, what now? What now? And he get mad when I ask him a question.
Okay. You think he mad because you're more popular than him?
Yeah.
I think that's what I believe.
I used to have him. I used to go to the same school. Yeah, I know how.
Is he an older teacher?
So, no, he's not an older teacher.
He's in his
20s.
Yeah.
I believe that.
I'm close to his 30s, but he does music, too. So, I guess because he's not the music teacher.
Oh, it makes sense.
Zay is making his music.
We off the scene.
He used to be a music teacher, now he's an ELA teacher.
That's why I was saying, what's the... You get what I'm saying, right? Like, it's got to be something there. It's not always the kid.
So salute him, too. We're going to talk. Maybe we can bring him up and have
a
conversation.
He's a very good teacher, though. Trust me.
I believe he is.
One of my buddies.
I believe he is. Well, let me tell you what that means. Let me tell you what that... That's why I like it. If you don't have somebody that can ever give you constructive criticism, which means guidance, which means tell you when you're wrong and tell you when you're right, you're going to always think and everything is the same. You're never going to know when you're going to make a mistake. You're never, ever, 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 ever going to know when you're making a mistake, you know? And that's very important, very important. I think we got a caller on the line. The caller is calling in. Lucinda, Bible Princess. Bring
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Philly's Wonder Woman. But Zay, I'm serious about that. I don't play about grades. My daughter are 4.0. They only registered 4.0 in college. She went to Howard. She had a choice to go to any college she wanted.
She chose the right one.
She chose the right one. But I did want, well, I have my reasons why. Like James has his reasons why, blue and red.
You like somebody else besides Howard?
Yeah.
Who? Who?
Honestly, it's a few others. But I won't.
Name me one. Colorado.
No, never. I would normally say Colorado. All right, we got a call on the line, Philly's Wonder Woman. What's up, Bible Princess? You want to talk to Zay? Listen, Zay up here with me right now.
No. I wanted to comment on what you just said today.
Yes.
Yo, you were so on point when you said that you would never, 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 never learn. You always think that you're right if you can't take criticism.
Correct.
I love what you just said, because I know I drive Zay crazy, because I'm like, no, you're not doing that. Nope. Take the hat off. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think what you just said was on point, and I'm sure he got what you were saying. I hope he did. Right, Zay?
Yeah.
You want to say it, right?
Ain't no yet. Okay. I want you to start saying yes.
Yes.
Please say yes.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. Because I use it. I say it.
Because you do.
But
yeah,
when you're learning.
You say yeah, though.
Right. I say yeah, though. And that's using Ebonics and phraseologies. Mm-hmm. But when you young and you're trying to appeal to grown-ups, you talk best you possibly can. Mm-hmm. All the time. And then what I do is sometimes I like to stress intellectualism. So I tell people, and I love to use Ebonics, what's up? You know, I tell them what I'm about to do so they won't do what? Come on, big bro. What you think the reason why I tell the people if I'm going to actually use profanity or if I'm going to actually say something that's not a word?
So they can know how to respond to it.
Right. So they can accept it and not do what? Judge me. Because what did I do to you, Zay? You said, I just bragged to James about how good your grades were from last year. And then I think James asked a question. What's your grade average? Or however he asked you. You said, I got A's, B's, and I noticed your eyes start changing. And when you said C's, I almost said, oh, sugar, honey, iced tea. You can't cuss on. You can't cuss on this radio show. This is street, your type talk. So that means that if the music game, whatever you're doing far as the music game, whatever you're doing, if that's bringing down your grade average, I don't care what you blame, because it ain't the teacher's fault. So what you should have done, because I know you smart enough to do this, is say, teacher, I don't want to have any problems in school. I want to have a better communication with you. How can we have a better communication? You don't wait for your parents. You don't wait for Lady J. You don't wait for Bible Princess. You don't wait for your dad, your big brother. You don't wait for nobody. That's something that I know you. I've been around you. You're smart.
Very smart.
Listen to me, man. It was a little... Now, I believe that he was kind of corny, respectfully. But I honor teachers because they're educators. I just got finished telling a bunch of kids and parents about how you are an influencer. I don't like C's.
Right.
So get those C's up. And I like that you said that because that's a recourse for your action. And that shows me that you are growing in life. Because not only did you tell me about something that, and it's kind of like a small failure. It's a small setback. Because the Zay I know is an all A student. What if I was putting my movie out tomorrow? It's going to have Zay on it. I got all A's. And one of the teachers is going to be watching and be like, no, he don't. Last semester. 2023, you got 2023. I mean, you know, A's, B's, and C's. But it's okay to drop a little bit, but you have to make sure you pick it up. And you have to do it within the school year. You know if you're playing around. Based on what? We ain't talking no music stuff right now. Based on what?
Wait.
Your test scores. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to help you. When you get back your test score, you know for a fact what that grade average is going to be if you got a 75 or 79 or 78 or 77, like the year James was born. 77.
I was born before that.
I just threw it out there.
I would love 77.
But you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Yes. Now, see, I ebonic that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now I'm gonna say it cool. You understand?
Yes.
All right. Straighten up, man.
But
chill out, bro.
Let me hold up, bro.
No, let me talk to him like he knows.
Oh, but let me give you something real quick.
All right, go ahead, James.
The importance of knowing how to clean that up, right? And you know, as my friends used to say, code switch, where I can talk my ebonics when I'm around my homies, and then when I'm in different settings, I can switch it. The reason why you want to work on that now as a kid is to begin that discipline so you know how to change it up and when to use it and not to use it. Because sometimes you're in the right room and use the wrong words and you lost deals, you lost money, you lost opportunities. You get what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So everything's about discipline that you get at this age, even the academics. Like, even if you don't want that class, it's like, oh, I got to work harder to study for that because I'm not as good in that, right? Oh, I got to work harder to put up with this teacher because this teacher is driving me crazy. I'm a coach. So what I do is I find the thing that makes everything hard for you, and that's what I harp on.
Right? Shout out Shirley Posey.
You know what I mean? Right. So
you
that's
got
important.
Big wigs yeah. watching you that could help change your life as a youth. I want to tell you that. Let me talk to little big bro real quick. How you let him drop his? I'm blaming you because you his big brother.
He don't come to me. He like we in the same house, but he don't come. Like he be in his room and I be in my room. He don't come upstairs.
So y'all don't have no communication. Why? Because he be celebrity on you. He be trying to front on you when he popping on the gram. He popping on Instagram and all that.
No, I just be in my room chilling. If you need help, like I.
Big bro, what's your grade? What's your grade? What grade you got?
Grade say, what's his grade?
Lady J, hi baby, how you doing? We got the queen on the line with Bible Princess. What's your grade average?
I'm the same. I got most A's, B's, and two C's. I got a two C C's? In environmental science, but my teacher, he doesn't.
You ain't got to talk about the teacher.
Okay. Hold on. What class?
Environmental science.
Environmental science.
What's the Odyssey?
And math.
What's your two C's?
All right, wait. Math. What's your two C's? You know.
It?
How you don't know that? But if I ask you to bust a rap, you can bust a rap.
What in Mr. Rivera class?
What's the class? Miss Rivera class?
What is
Miss
that?
Mr. Rivera class. I think it's...
That's ELA.
Yeah, ELA.
English What's ELA? English Language Arts?
Yeah,
What's
the second writing, one? Writing.
They changing up. Boy, you know I'm old. I was like, what's that? What's the second one? Do you remember? You know that?
What's the teacher name?
Mama J, you know what the second one was?
Yeah.
Oh, they both was in his class.
I got
class.
Picked off with the teacher, but we ain't talking about the teacher.
See, that's why I said don't talk about the teacher.
They both was in his class.
Oh, they was. Okay. Oh, they both was in his class. All right, well, we off the teachers. All right, we off. But y'all get the point, right?
Yes.
Because if y'all don't, you know what's going to happen?
Yes.
Yeah, dope. You smart, boy. And it ain't going to be mom and dad. I'm a sneaky do you. How about that? Big bro, he's going to always look up to you no matter how of a celebrity appeal he may have as a young man. your job is to make sure that whatever he see is not frowned upon. That's a very important job to have.
Can you say that again for him?
You are big bro. Make sure whatever he see is not frowned upon everybody that got a camera. Mm-hmm. Everybody that got eyes, eyeballs, and they head. Because he gonna start doing what you do. It's called the learned behavior. Why you think I started with your pop? If your pop was out of pocket, I got back up. I grind him the F up. Mm-hmm. I don't play that. You know, if I was on Glockaware on Hip Hop on Deck Radio, I would have cussed. Like the old people, it ain't even cuss. No, but for real, you know, I really, really, truly don't play about education because I messed up in school. I dropped out 11th grade, and I had all A's. The teachers say I was a class clown because I used to like to make people laugh. I did.
Oh, yep. That means if you turned into a host, that's what we tell them in the program.
That's what we tell them in our program.
You
you're
goofy? A host.
When you're a class
be
clown,
goofy?
You're a host. That's what we do when we go into school.
You want to be goofy?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Lady J, that's how I go down? That's decent.
That's how we turn that negative energy into positive energy.
I really want both of you brothers to meet Shirley Posey. She's one of the directors, and I always forget her title. We're doing a film about the STEM program that she bought at Imhotep, where she take kids to Africa. Like, I don't know if it's not the whole school, but it's a great, and turn their dirty water into clean water. I'm going to show you all of the part, but I just think that our youth need to be around positive educators. Now, let's take it off these grades and all that. But I wanted to make sure that I explain that because I'm a girl dad first, but I got a son, and I never played with my son with school. We ain't playing that. School is important. And let me tell you why, real quick, and I'm going to sum it up in a quick couple minutes. All your whole entire life, you're going to be judged on a grade average. So pick that math up. But they start changing it and getting tricky with the phraseology. They don't call it grades anymore. They call it credit score. They call it FICO score. They call it behavioral score, CPU score, business and personal. And if they're bad, all those alphabets are bad, like C's and D's, you homeless. You cannot drive no nice car. You cannot borrow $100,000. You can't borrow $5. You will always have to beg because they score you on a point score. When you're in school, it's letters. When you become adult, it turns into numbers. Mm-hmm. Whether you own a business or you work for somebody, just remember that part. While you're in school, you're being judged. And that judge, based on them grades, if you get all A's, if you know somebody in school and they getting all D's and E's and bad grades, 9 times out of 10, I put my life on it that they either going to be in jail or in the grave. Mm-hmm. I put my life on it. Because I have been around where people that had bad grades in school, hard heads, when play with knives, guns, play around, that's where they at. Half of my friends, I did time. That's what made me learn. I don't want to jaywalk. You know what jaywalking is? Mm-hmm. I'm going to stand. I don't care if there's no cars coming. I'm going to stand at the light till it turn green. Now, let's get right to it. A couple people call me about y'all. Say, they call me about you, respectfully. I said, wow, what's up? Yeah, I know young boy. I know him very well. If I hear, respectfully, your life about to change. But if I hear that you messing up in school, I'm going to ask them to forfeit everything that they got planned for you. Mm-hmm. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And you have no idea what's destined for you. And I wanted to bring you up here. You see, look, you see, what's Cross Street? What's that store? Saks Fifth Avenue. You ever been in that store? You ain't never been in that store? Ooh. You may not go in that store though. Everything that's set up for you, youngin', it may not manifest in the physical, meaning you may not have it. It may be always a dream. And guess who dictate that? I'm talking to you. Don't look at your dad. Stand on your 2 feet. Mm-hmm. Put your feet on the ground. Ain't that what we say? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Stand 10 toes down.
Tell him again, little big bro.
Stand 10 toes down.
Look at him, bro, and tell him.
Stand 10 toes down.
Now, I want you to look at your brother and say, I believe in you. Look at him. Tell him.
I believe in you.
And I think you could bring them grades. I know you could bring them grades up.
I knew you could bring them grades up.
And let's get to it.
Let's get to it.
Now, you say the same thing he just said. But you tell the people, you tell your mom, you tell your dad, you tell Philly Wonder Woman, you tell Beasley Media, and everybody that's tuned in, the same thing he said, but it's coming from you. You say it. What'd no. You, say? You no. What'd no. You act like a million people on stage. You looking at Mike. Look right here. You tell them people that. Tell them.
I forgot what he said.
What are you going to do, Zay, when you go to school?
Oh, break those C's up.
To what?
To A or B.
Ain't no B.
To A.
Straight to A's. But we will accept B's. Because I still believe in B's. I do. B's is a good grade. But A's is better. Mm-hmm. And you be talking grizzly. You be talking like you fly boy, like you a boy. Like you really could dance. Your brother too. And y'all walk around talking about y'all got, last year y'all had all A's. Now you got A's, B's, and C's. Respectfully
speaking.
B's
is good because nobody's perfect, if you want to put it that way.
Okay, my mama, Lady J, that's why we keep moms out. You know what I do in modeling? We kick the parents out when they be in the way. Say, no. Go ahead, mama. Go ahead, mama. Talk your talk. Go ahead,
B's.
No, they are good.
B's is good because we're not perfect, but we strive for the best, so we don't really want to mess with them B's because we want to go for them A's, right? But when you
So did you hear him what I said? Did you hear him what I said about the point score? Tell your son how hard it is to get anything with a bad credit score. Right. Tell him the truth.
Oh, child. That's why we ain't been in Sex Fifth Avenue.
Well, you know, listen. He better not mess up. He better not mess up. You see this money you got on the table? They fake hundreds. You might have some real ones coming your way. Yeah, you better smile, boy. See, the Zay I know from years ago deserve it. And it ain't, listen, the ritual of Christmas, a lot of people celebrate it. I acknowledge anything that's good for that people like. If you like it, I love it. If it make you happy, I'm with you. Be happy, you know? Now, tell the people your Instagram real quick.
You can follow me on Instagram at ZayMoney_215. That's ZayMoney_215.
Now, this is what I also want you to start doing. Take your time when you speak. Because you don't want nobody to misconstrue that. See, I'm going to talk heavy to you. I want to talk intellectually because it's a learned behavior. You don't want anyone to misconstrue that. Get it confused. Get it effed up. I'm going to give it to him. I'm going to give it all to you. So, what is your Instagram, Zay?
My Instagram is ZAYMONEY.215.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yo, he's such a jerk.
Yeah, he's cool. Big bro, I appreciate you holding him down, and I know you're an artist as well.
Yeah.
And keep striving to be what you want to be. What do you want to be when you grow up? How old are you?
14.
What do you want to be when you get 18? What do you want to be at when you're 18? Don't answer the question. Think about that and really concentrate on that because it's real. God willing, if you're alive, you're going to be whatever it is that you say you're going to be if you try hard enough to be it.
Oh, that's a song. They got that song.
All right, now, Lady J, I'm about to cut you off the air because you live on the air. You disrespecting WWDB AM Talk 860. We know it's a talk radio show, but you ain't. This is about Zay now. You all in there talking about something else. Now, Mama J.
No, that's his song.
Lady J. You. Who is that, Bible Princess talking? No, because she knew the rules.
No, that was Lady J.
I know it was. Lady J, we got you live on the air. Yes. So we want to keep you live on the air, but you have to.
Oh, hello.
Your background has to really mute yourself. Or well, we're going to have to say clip. We're going to have to do you like Uncle O used to do people.
No, don't clip me.
I won't do that. Lady J, sure. I want to say to you, because I wanted to say to the king first, you're doing good work with your son. I see what you're doing. I see how you're trying to mentor him to the best and make sure that he is everything that's supposed to be. And I really, really, really appreciate you to the third power. really giving them the opportunity, because a lot of people don't give their children opportunity to grow, respectfully speaking. And December 29th, we're having a teen award show and small fashion show at the Commodore Barry. You can get tickets on Eventbrite, or you can get with Zay Money and you can get them joints. Zay got some tickets. Now we got, I think we got Kaz on the line. Bible Princess, give him your Instagram, Bible Princess. We got to bring you up here so we can talk on a whole nother note, what you're doing. And maybe you on Archie. Are you still working with Archie?
Yeah, I do, but I'd rather come up and talk about Zay.
You can come. You can do that. No, you can come up and talk about anything that you would rather come up and talk about, because I love you as an educator and an influencer yourself, respectfully. But we're going to let y'all go. Lady J, we'll be down in a few minutes. We're going to talk to Kaz on the line. We got another call on the line. Or y'all could just stay on the line, or y'all can hold on, or y'all could just...
Well, I do have a question. Just
okay, well, give me a second. Let me talk to Kaz real quick. Kaz, where you at? You there?
Kaz, no, this is Kev. 1122, what's good? How are you?
Okay, hey, Kev, how are you? It's a K-A-Z, so I'm sorry. You know how that, you guys... No, how are you, brother?
I'm doing amazing, King. How you feeling your side of the world?
Oh, man, I'm blessed. You know, I woke up this morning... And I'm just striving to be the best that I possibly can be. What brings you on the phone today?
Thank you for calling in. Absolutely. Just wanted to show love to Zay Money, man. He out here working, the whole team working. You know what I mean? Every time I turn around, every time I look on my Instagram, or, you know what I mean, we outside, I see young boys just doing his thing. I know that he came through the Free Fest that we threw a couple months back, and he tore that down. And, you know, anytime I call him, him and his team is front and center. So right. I just wanted to just give him encouragement, tell him to keep moving, keep going. 1122, Free to Think of Academy, Freeway, we see him.
Yeah, so,
thank
you already
thank
know.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, though, Hennessy Kev, you know, appreciate you calling him, bro. Appreciate you, man, respectfully. You know, that's my young boy, man. I like Zay. I just wanted to get them grades up, man, because, you know, no matter, you can have a credible Hawk call up here for you, man. I'm still going to be on you about them grades. You know what I mean?
Grades, that's important.
No, it really
it's about the foundation.
No,
you can't build nothing on quicksand. You got to have solid foundation. Can't skip steps in this game. You know what I'm saying? So if the grades ain't right, if we ain't doing the right thing, it don't matter what's going on. Life going to bring you right back down.
That's absolutely the truth.
Is it all right if I ask Kev a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Kev, I'm here. Kev. What's going on?
Oh, your lines is ringing up. Hold on, Bible Princess. This is about Zay. Bible Princess, give me a second.
Yeah.
Okay. We got Mr. Cloud 9. Can you bring Mr. Cloud 9 on? They may want to talk to Zay. They don't want to hear you talk to Kev or me. It's about Zay right now, Bible Princess. I know, but we got 6 minutes. We got to use all this time wisely. Mr. Cloud 9, how you feel, brother? Thank you for calling in. You got some kind words to say about Zay? I'm seeing what's going on now.
I feel wonderful, man. Zay, man, he the voice of the youth, man. A Philly young boy. Wow. He only 11, man. And he's doing his thing, man. I'm so proud of him.
Oh, man. Now you got me smiling. But tell me why he got C's on his report card then, Mr. Cloud 9.
Why he got C's on his report card?
Yeah, I'm holding you responsible. Like,
hey, listen, man, I'll be responsible. We're going to get them Z's, them C's up to A's, man.
Yo, look at Zay got the phone lines on fire. Hold on. Mr. Cloud 9, hold on.
Money, keep burning it up, Zay Money.
Right. Linda Thornton, where you at? You on the line? Hold on. Look, our engineer, he can't even get them all. Look, he got the lines. Hold on.
Zay Money on fire.
Well, he is, and I know he really, truly working. Wow. He be working,
man. He's doing his thing, man.
Hey, Linda, you there, Linda?
Yes, I am.
Oh, what you got to say about Zay Money? Go ahead.
What I have to say about Zay Money?
Yes.
He need to become a Cowboy fan and stop
following.
Disconnect her.
Zay Money is representing Philly, man. He's a Eagles fan.
Eagles.
Yeah,
Zay represents the Eagles.
Let's go, Eagles.
What's your team, Zay?
Don't cover.
These mics are powerful. You ain't never got to do that. What's your team, Zay?
Let's go, Eagles.
Them Cowboys got nothing on us.
Let's go, Eagles.
Hey, man, I really... Go ahead, Bible Princess. Got a question for Zay. We got about 2 minutes, y'all. Ooh, go ahead, Bible Princess. What's your question for Kev?
Okay, Kev, I wanted to know how can we, how can they join Freedom Thinkers Academy? That's what I wanted to know.
Okay. He wanted to put me on the spot on the radio.
Yes, yeah. I did.
I'm
going
to do it.
I bet it.
Well, I'm going to answer. This is how you answer a sales proposal, Kev. Sure, we can entertain that. Let's set up a phone call and we'll talk about it off the air.
Nope, not at all.
Go ahead.
Keep working to keep them grades up. That's all he got to do.
Okay. Kev, that's Kev, the right answer. No C's allowed, Kev.
What's that?
No C's allowed, right? Freedom Thinkers, no C's allowed. No C's allowed.
No C's allowed.
So you got to be free.
You put your thinking cap on.
Right, be free in your thinking. And I want to salute all your people for calling in. Every Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., we're going to bring Zay back up. But it's for the trick question. I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to talk to mom and pop first and see if we can bring the teacher with you.
I like that one.
No, we know what we're doing, Mom. Trust me. I'm going to see if we can bring the teacher back and have some fun. Oh, give me some of them stacks. James, you want to close out, man?
Man, no.
Well, let me say this. December 29th, let them close out.
Yeah.
No, let Big Bro close out. Go ahead. Now, look, read that. You see that,
but
right?
But tell them about the 29th real quick.
December 29th, Commodore Barry. You can get tickets. Just go to www.uptownstandard.com and it'll take you to any link that you want. Or you can get tickets from Young Zay. Or ourselves, Top Model Yama, Fran Daddy SP, James. Everybody has tickets. You can either get some from our hosts, and we're going to be bringing our hosts up next week. And to be continued, go ahead, brother, close out now. The show is called Respectfully Speaking Radio. Y'all could both do it.
Respectfully Speaking Radio.
Live, and then you say on WWDB AM Talk 860. Wait a minute. I'm going to count you down. Ready?
Wait.
Quiet on the set. Respectfully Speaking Radio. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Respectfully
Speaking Radio. Wow.
And we live on WWDB AM Talk 86.
Yeah, 860. You jacked it up. Y'all fired. Bye, boys. See y'all next week.
We outside.